Fourth quarter last Sunday, the no huddle seemed to be working for you guys. Is that something that you want to kind of take a look at here as you continue the season?
Yeah, we've been executing it in practice for the majority of the season, and to be able to go out in a game and still execute and put points on the board, it built a lot of confidence in our guys, and we're going to continue to use that.
Explain to me what worked well. Obviously, I watched the game, but what worked well there in the fourth quarter and how you can build on it?
Oh, you can mix things up. You can pick up on tendencies when they're out there. When you're in a fast tempo type of offense, the defenses tend to show their hand a little quicker, so you can get a read on things faster and get the offense in the right position to make a play.
And confidence-wise, was that, you know, obviously getting the W's is the most important thing, but what kind of boost did it provide this team to be able to get a couple of touchdowns there at the end of the game?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, you always want to win the football game. But at the same time, not letting go of the rope, being down by so many points, and putting together two scoring drives at the end of the game, built confidence for this team leading into this short week.
And what is the challenge of your position at quarterback when, you know, you build your offense around MJD, what he's able to do, he goes down. So now you guys, it's almost like you're kind of starting the season over.
Well, you have to, everybody on the field, the 11 guys on the field, all have to do their job. Maurice is a great player. Greg Jones is a great player. And it's unfortunate that they're hurt right now. But at the same time, everybody has to pick up their slack and still execute at a high level to be able to perform on Sundays.
When you take a look at the Colts, where can you take advantage? What does this team need to do against the Colts to get a win?
It really just boils down to us. We have to execute at a high level, convert on third downs. It's pretty simple. Last week we failed to do that, and the score showed. So we just have to worry about the things that we can control, making blocks, catching balls, throwing passes, and just go from there.
And last thing for you, you're talking about third down conversions. How have you addressed that in practice this week? Of course, you'd like to make those, but, you know, what's the step that you need to take to find that consistency?
It's just all about focus. Everybody has to focus on that play at that time. You can't worry about the last play or the next play. You got to have 100% focus on the catch, on the throw, on the block, on a third down, because they're crucial in a game. The more third downs you convert, the more points you're going to score.